That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
A group who advocates for community mental health support workers has warned there may be an exodus if pay rates do not increase. Platform says workers in the sector may move to the aged care and disability sector, who are set to receive a pay increase between 15 to 50% on July 1st as part of a settlement that was reached earlier this year. I spoke to Platform CEO Marion Blake about the warning and her concerns with the current state of the mental health sector.
People are considering leaving because they will get more money by moving into those sectors. Our sector in the mental health and addiction area has been traditionally fairly low paid, and with the recent settlement that's been agreed between the unions and the government in the aged care sector and disability sector, it means that those sectors are being paid more. So we've got a highly qualified staff who can actually move really quite quickly into that space and be much better paid.
I understand that your organisation believes that mental health was originally included in the settlement earlier this year that raised wages for aged care and disability workers. Why do you think mental health was left out?
I don't know why it was left out. Originally, the discussions were that it would be considered, and we went along to one of the meetings, and then we were told that it wouldn't be included. I don't know why. It's funded quite differently from the aged care and disability sector, or from the disability sector, but not the aged care sector. So I don't know why.
What is the current state of mental health in this country, and what would a pay increase in the sector do to improve this?
People that work in the sector that I represent are support workers. They're the people that are all over New Zealand working in community organisations primarily, helping people get to work, helping people find jobs, helping people find houses, helping people with their recovery generally in terms of their mental illness and their addiction issues. So this is it's a large workforce. It's the largest mental health and addiction workforce in the country. So there's more of support workers than there are doctors and nurses. And it's a workforce that does a whole lot of things that keep people well and prevent people having to become so unwell that they need to go into hospital. So without that workforce, or with that workforce diminishing or getting less, we've got some serious issues, because already people are having to seek secondary services, hospital services, because there's just not enough support in communities across New Zealand.
How much are they on now, and how much would you like this to increase to?
Look, they're all paid different rates for different jobs across the country. Organisations are funded different amounts for the same job, so the whole pay structure for this group of people is messy. We don't have a national agreement about what we should be paid, what we paid workers, or what the government pays to the organisations to deliver the work. So I think that we should be looking at, some organisations are really struggling because of the poor contract prices they're getting from District Health Board to pay people the living wage. You know, that's how poorly paid these people are, and yet the work they do is complex and complicated. So we're looking for a fair settlement and a fair wage for these people.
I understand that mental health received $224 million over 4 years in this latest budget. What are your thoughts on this, and could any of that be used to boost wages for support workers?
Gosh, if I was a person holding the purse strings, I would be saying absolutely, of course it should be. But that's not the case. That money will be distributed presumably through to district health boards, and each district health board can decide how it spends its money. And some of them are very supportive of the community workforce because they see the good job that people do, and others are not. So it's really arbitrary about where that money will get spent. In my view, of course it should go into community services. That's the first point of contact for most people. What we should be doing is increasing our ability for people to go to a local community centre, maybe their general practitioner, and get some help when they need it, not wait until they become so unwell that they have to go to a hospital setting. If you think about the work that's been going on in the last few weeks around the work that Mike King has been doing around the People's Review and the horrendous rates of suicide in this country. There's a whole lot of things that we should be doing in communities, getting people back to a stage of wellness, supporting them in a whole lot of different ways that we're not doing at the moment. So as one government department removes things from the community, like funding for instance, super grants and other community support, one government department's taking it away. And that means that people who would have relied on, say, budgeting services to keep their finances under control, which then keeps their stress and depression under control, they're going. So we've got a whole lot of problems going on in the whole community system. So my advice to government will be use that money to invest in strong communities across New Zealand.
And what would your ideal community support system look like?
Look, it would be where somebody who's living with a mental health issue, maybe they already know they have a mental health issue, can go to somebody to get the help that they need. Sometimes that help is really simple. Sometimes it's the really simple things that make a difference. It's organising for somebody to come and get the kids to take them to school that morning because you just cannot get out of bed. Sometimes it's a more important thing like getting a job and having some support to stay in that job. There's a whole lot of things that community support workers do today. Today there will be, across New Zealand, there will be people going out to people's homes, making sure that they're okay, making sure that they've had their medication if they're taking medication, just checking to see that there's something in the cupboard for lunch and what are you going to do tonight and do you need any help with anything? That kind of day-to-day support that really keeps people well. And look, it's not expensive to provide and it's much cheaper than waiting until somebody becomes so unwell that they feel either have to take their life or they have to go into hospital and then get a service as a result of a hospital admission.
Thank you. And finally, Platform is seeking urgent talks with the government this week in response to the rising concerns about workers leaving for areas like aged care and disability. What would these talks involve?
We have range talks now. We'll be seeing the senior officials next week. It'll be explaining to them the crisis that we're in the mental health system, in the community mental health system. I think they probably already know that, but what we need to do is to make sure that they understand the impact of not funding the community sector well.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.